Doug Steffen at the Good Day Helm. It's the 10th. It's 1-10-12. It's interesting numerologically, isn't it, huh? 1-10-12.
1-1-0-1-2.
1-1-0-1-2.
1-2. I like
yeah. It's a zip code. It's a zip code.
Yeah, or a dance move. I don't know.
Or a computer algorithm.
Really? A dance move? Why would it be?
Yeah, like 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Oh. From Miss Mackey's dance class. Back
That's
in,
right.
Yeah. How many of us remember those days? The good old moldy oldie days. I don't know why, Richie.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a song done by the Mothers of Invention. Just during the news at the top of the hour, I haven't the slightest idea why.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
We have music in our focus in this hour of Good Day. First, though, Roberta, what's the big deal from the Queen of Cheap we'll be hearing about later on in this hour?
Oh, we've got deals from Lord & Taylor, Starbucks. We have deals from Evita and Dairy Queen and lots Ooh. More. Lots of free stuff on there
Dairy
today.
Queen. All right, so those details coming up about a half hour from now. Jennifer then will follow with her television report. Big television news today is Jennifer.
Jack Bauer is coming back to the big screen.
Ooh,
that
yes,
plus
she's
some
so
lessons
happy.
That Charlie Sheen learned on the brink of self-destruction.
Lessons from Sheen. Now, that's going to
yes,
be something.
I know.
Kevin Antunes is a musical designer who has spent the last year in the recording studio working with the original multi-track masters, remixing and re-imaging many of Michael Jackson's greatest recordings. For the new Cirque du Soleil spectacular Michael Jackson the Immortal World Tour, this is a two-disc CD, Richie, 100 minutes of Michael's original recordings, and some of the never-before-heard alternate tracks have been re-imaged to match some of the screen images and live action on stage by Cirque du Soleil cast members. Also will come with a souvenir show booklet. So we've invited Kevin to join us and talk about this. Kevin is a producer. You're the one who's doing Madonna and the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. And so what's your background? You're
yeah,
a Boston guy?
I'm from New Bedford, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston.
New Bedford. I'm from Framingham. We have the East Coast thing going here. Framingham, New Bedford. Now, a musical producer doing what you've done and are doing, and not too many of them come from New Bedford. How'd you get started? What's your story?
Well, I come from a musical family from New Bedford. My father is a saxophonist with John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh, cool.
That area.
That's cool.
See? Yeah. And then my cousins are the
See?
Tavares.
Tavares. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That would be the end of the conversation.
Family.
You've rung a bell here. We can't get out of the Tavares song without Doug telling us the whole
I
Massachusetts history.
I love Tavares. So tell the story about Tavares and your family's involvement.
Well, I grew up with Chubby, the lead singer from the Tavares, with his son and Tiny's kids. So it's funny because the Tavares used to work with the Jackson brothers when they were on tour as a group. So when I started this project and I got to hang around with Jackie Jackson, I let him know that I'm from New Bedford and I'm cousins with the Tavares. And Jackie Jackson told me, oh, my gosh, tell Chubby and Tiny and everybody we send our love. And my mother loved them boys and da-da-da-da. So it was great having that background and that upbringing.
There is, I don't know why, I was a disc jockey still before I get into talk when the era began. And when that Tavares song came out, I had the 8-minute-and-46-second version on one disc. Do you remember that?
I remember when all these songs came out. It was huge news for New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, it was big, big stuff for the rest of the country. Although I think that song's actually being played more, Richie, now, on some of the time-sensitive oldie stations. That song, because it's a song you just can't get away from. No
right.
question about it. All right, so I don't want to... I would love to spend the whole time that we have together talking about that, but let's talk more about some of the other people that you've worked with. Boston group New Kids on the Block, you were connected with Marky Mark. That probably doesn't surprise anybody. What was he like working with him?
The entire Wahlberg family is really, really cool. I'm still currently working with Donnie, helping him out with the tour that's going with New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys. And Mark is a phenomenal actor now.
Well, Donnie is having success with that television show. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Blue Bloods.
Of course. He's doing great. Blue Bloods, I think it was number one in its time slot.
Yeah.
So it's great after 20 years watching some of my friends just do really, really well in their fields.
So you knew them back when they were just punks off the street.
I think all of us were punks off the
street. Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
All right, so how do you reimagine Michael Jackson? How do you take a Michael Jackson song? And if everybody remembers when Cirque du Soleil did this with the Beatles, with the Love Show, that was an amazing piece of work that Sir George Martin did with it, with his son. But how do you take Michael Jackson songs, and you got the original tracks, how do you reimagine something that a genius like Michael Jackson has put together?
Well, I tried to follow just two simple thoughts. One was follow Michael and let Michael's voice be the guide through that entire process. And the second thing was try and find pieces of Michael's legendary catalog that everybody might have known was there but didn't really pay attention to. Sections that were towards the end of the records or parts that he might have recorded that didn't necessarily make his final mixes. So that's what we tried to do.
You know, this is really something special. And I got to take my hat off to you, not because you're from New Bedford, but when you can get into a crowd, the musical field is extraordinarily large, and there are a lot of talented people. We're talking, by the way, to Kevin Antunes, who is the musical designer of the new Michael Jackson Immortal World Tour. The sense that you must have about yourself is one thing, but how did people discover you? Was it the connection? I mean, at some point along the way, even though you've been chronicling here for us all of the people that you work with, somebody has to have said, this kid's got talent. Who was that?
Well, the way that it came about that I started working on the Immortal Tour, Jamie King, the show's director.
Now, I want to go all the way back to when you were first recognized as somebody who knew how to do this. Who was it that first figured out that Kevin Antunes had something special?
You'd have to go back to my family. I grew up playing with my brother and my cousin, who's both a drummer and bass player, and my father's the one that talked to Maurice Starr and said, hey, you know what, this group you have, the New Kids on the Block, they're really great. And my kids, they play instruments, why don't we put them together?
Uh-huh, okay. So there's a connection. That makes sense. Okay, yeah, got it. But I mean, there's always some time, there's always a place, there's always somebody that'll bring you along.
That one moment.
That you thank at the end of your day, at the end of your year, the end of your years, you think, thank God for this. And
that would be my father. Yeah. He would be the one that, you know, musically was always pushing for all of us.
Now, we know how the Jacksons and their father and their relationship was with their father. How hard is it for your dad to push but not push too hard? And do you feel like you were pushed harder than you would have liked to and now appreciated? Or how did that go for you as a kid?
It went fantastic. It's still going fantastic. My father's still out gigging. He's 72 years old, and he is still out there killing it on the saxophone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Oh, I was going to say, in all of my family, everybody's still out in the music business. So.
Mm-hmm. You can't escape it. How did you learn about Michael in terms of his personality and how to work with him? Because you must have had some connection with him. In order to feel this music, you must have had a connection with Michael, too.
I had a deep, deep connection with Michael's artistry ever since I was a kid. I never got a chance to work with Michael. I worked with him kind of from afar when I did something with NSYNC for the MTV Awards a few years back. But growing up a kid in New Bedford, Michael's music with his brothers was my introduction into that early Motown sound. I still have all my 45 records of Rock and Bob and Got to Be There. I still have that stuff. That's vinyl for some of the listeners that might be a little young. I don't really know what that is.
So, you and I will have to get together sometime and we'll compare our old box of 45s. How's that?
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I grew up listening to that stuff. My mother's the one that played all those records. And then as I got into high school, I was a diehard Michael fan. I had the hat, the glove. My mother made me for the glove. I had everything. I had the beaded jacket. So I knew all the choreography. This was before I actually started playing keyboards. Mm-hmm. So I knew the dance moves and had his whole thing down. Mm. And then when I joined the band, I started kind of marrying the two together at a young age, and I just never stopped. Like, throughout my entire career, touring, everybody knows, like, when I'm on tour, who the biggest Michael Jackson fan is. It's me.
Yeah. So how much of a friend is technology to you and for you?
Technology is something that I like to look at as being transparent. I love technology, and I love it how it helps true art be transparent.
The blend, what you're doing, you're a producer. It seems to me that that would be the best word to describe you, musician slash producer. And people are coming to you to play in the Super Bowl halftime show and that kind of stuff. You have to have an understanding, I mean, big-time understanding about how all this technology works. Did you learn it just going along on your own? Did somebody teach you?
I've had a whole slew of teachers, both on the technology side and on the music side and on the artist side. Everybody that I work with, I like to view them all as teachers, from artists to crew members, just everyone. I pick up something every session, every tour, every gig that I do.
So with the Super Bowl and Madonna, you have 15 minutes to put on a mini concert, basically. How does that work with your relationship with her? Do you tell her what she should do, or does she tell you what she's going to do?
That would be the latter. I don't think anybody in their right mind would even attempt to try to tell Madonna what to do.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah. You know, you got it together. I have a lot of admiration. You and I have never met before, but I love people like you who learn. You come from the neighborhoods. You have worked on this stuff. You've grown up around it. You sleep it, eat it. Everything about you is a tribute to where you are right now, and heavens knows where you'll go. I mean, this is you. You know, we all talk about the Phil Spectors of the world, and in his era, what he contributed, and some of the other
minus the wife beating and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, he just mentioned George Martin, who.
Oh yeah.
So I see you as someone who, listening to your background, you're just as capable as those guys.
Who's your musical hero, Michael?
My musical hero would have to be Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He always has been.
He's a great producer, writer. Yeah, he's got the whole package.
Yeah. Michael's entire career, it contains so many different elements from music, entertainment, dance, film. I mean, just everything. So working on this project, I'm such a fan, and I know these songs, and I know his videos by heart. I know certain sections. When Jamie King, the director, and I would talk about, hey, let's include this or let's include that, I can immediately recall and reference, say, like, Bad, the long-form video, the dialogue that he's having with Wesley Snipes. I didn't know that stuff. Yeah. So when you go to put the show together and the CD together, it's just, it's in you. It's there.
All right. The new Michael Jackson Immortal CD, available at MichaelJackson.com. It's an Epic Records production, MichaelJackson.com. And this is the man who's put it together, Kevin Antunes. Congratulations on doing such a great job and being, I say this proudly as a Bay Stater, a local kid. Sometime if you find anybody from the Brothers Tavares and you can get them together for a few minutes on a morning, I'd love to have him on the program as well, the two of you together. That'd be kind of fun. So
Tiny and Chubby.
Yeah, Tiny and Chubby, both of them, get them together.
I'll
all right.
Put the word on. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
For the
Take good
word.
Care. Kevin, congratulations. Kevin Antunes here on Good Day. And again, this is the new Michael Jackson Immortal World Tour. The CD's available at MichaelJackson.com. Very cool stuff. 21 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'll be there. Just look over your shoulders, honey.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, Michael Jackson lovers everywhere. It's a rare opportunity to have to talk to someone who obviously is so creative. That was a good conversation. Happy to have had it. Now, there are four questions that are bugging me. We're going to give away these two CD sets of Immortal to the people who can answer these four questions. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure. All right. Question number one. What famous rocker played guitar on Beat It?
Got it.
800-510-8255.
He's touring this summer.
Question number two. No hints, please. Which of Michael Jackson's videos was named Video of the Century? 800.
Got it.
510-8255. Question number three. What Oscar award did Michael Jackson pay $1.5 million for? The actual Oscar statue. Which one? 800.
Don't got it.
510.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the last question, for you to get a shot at these two CD sets of Immortal, what was Michael Jackson's second home infested with? 800-510-8255. So I'll repeat
children.
Questions.
I know. I was going to make that joke, but I refrained, Rich.
Here are the three and the four. You only have to answer one of these questions right in order to win the two CD set of Immortal. Number one, what famous rocker played guitar on Beat It? Number two, which of Michael Jackson's videos was named Video of the Century? You know the answer to that, Roberta?
I would say probably Thriller.
Ah.
You asked me.
I said, do you know the answer? I didn't say what was the answer.
Oh, I thought you were asking me if I knew the answer.
No. Oh, we're down to three questions now.
Couldn't
guess for her. The other day, Jennifer sent me, we had to read that email, actually.
I know.
Guess.
I had to send it to defend myself.
Yeah, I know you did, yeah. All right, so how about we do, all right, here's another question. What famous actor starred in the music video of Black or White? 800.
I got it.
108. Yeah, you
got it. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. 800. And Roberta?
I'm not saying a word.
800-510-8255. All right, so we have four questions, and just Roberta's charm gets the best of all of us. Right? Isn't that what it is, Richie? Her charm.
She makes me swoon. Yeah.
You know, when I think of charm, Roberta is the first person I think of.
She went to charm school.
She went to charm school.
Charm school.
Get out of my way, you're too slow, you tourist.
I'm from New York.
Get your stupid socks and your Hawaiian shirt out of my way. I'm in a hurry.
And what was the famous quote? Who is that singing? That's terrible.
What is this?
That was one of the all-time classic lines ever uttered on this
show. Talk about me sticking my foot in my mouth.
When Roberta ran in late for the beginning of the show and we had a guest on singing Christmas tunes, you just happened to be our producer's wife, and Roberta's like listening to the song and going, this is awful. Who is this? And Doug was just getting ready to introduce her and bring her on the show. It was beautiful.
Yep. Take foot, insert in mouth.
It happens. Right. It happens.
800. You got that? If you got me, I'll read the email that came from one of Jennifer's fans in the next half hour. 800-510-8255. All right, here are the questions again. Quickly, famous rocker played guitar on Beat It. Which of Michael Jackson's, no, that one we scrapped. What Oscar award did Michael Jackson pay $1.5 million for? What was Michael's second home infested with? And the last question for your listening and dancing pleasure. What famous actor starred in the music video of Black or White? 800-510-8255. Prizes and winners coming up here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit JDPower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apple jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I could just sit here and do nothing.
Trust me.
I could sit here and eat my grapes.
I'm a professional.
Drink my V8.
Sure doesn't taste. Ew, keep your diet straight. Like I can't stand V8.
Tomatoes.
V8
really?
And grapes?
Yeah.
What is the matter with
combo.
You? Combo. What?
That's a combo.
A combo. I thought you called
V8
me Pablo.
V8 and grapes.
Yeah.
Sí, Pablo. ¿Cómo estás esta mañana, Pablo?
Buenos días, Pablo.
¿Cómo es un V8? ¿Cómo es un grapes?
All right, let's get, before we get to Roberta and her creative chief.
Los cucarachos entran, pero no pueden salir.
Yeah, we have three things to do here, Roberta. Hold your, wait to your turn, please. Number one thing is answer one of these questions. We're giving away a 2-CD set. These are going to be collector's items. I'm not always very good at, this is going to have to be a collector's item. We have a CD set of Immortal, which is the new Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil musical tour, if you will, put together by this young, probably Richie's age, Kevin Antunes. Very cool guy. We had a conversation with him. If you didn't hear the interview, you go to DougStefan.com. Hour number two, Jennifer will have it described at DougStefan.com, where we have the various hours, and you can just download that hour and listen to the conversation. Very cool guy. So we've come up with four questions for you to answer at 800-510-8255. You only have to answer one of the questions in order to win your copy of the CD set, okay? Question number one, what famous rocker played guitar on Beat It? Question number two, what Oscar award did Michael Jackson pay $1.5 million for the actual statue? Number three, what was Michael's second home infested with? And number four, what famous actor starred in the music video of Black or White? 800-510-8255. Let Gary take a shot at one of these. Gary, hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, how about you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Have I ever spoken with you before?
Yes, you have.
Have I? When did I speak to you before?
When did you speak to me before?
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't remember. I call your show once in a while. I've played the brain drain game.
The same years frame, ago. Brain drain. Yeah, okay.
That's the one.
Got it almost right.
A couple years ago, but yeah.
So which of these four questions do you want to take a shot at?
Well, I'll take a shot at the one that I'm certain I know the answer to, the first one, which is Eddie Van Halen played guitar on the Beat It video.
All right, somebody called Richie, interestingly enough, and guessed Joe Satriani, which was actually, that's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess.
No, it isn't at all.
No,
yeah.
Especially since he played guitar on the video, or on the song, but didn't actually appear in the video.
Right.
You're talking about Satriani?
No, Van Halen.
No, oh, Van Halen.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Now, did Satriani have any connection to this?
No.
Is that just somebody's dream?
He didn't know.
No. Okay.
But it's the style sounds very Satriani-ish. So.
Yeah, it does. All right. So Eddie Van Halen is the answer. Gary, you're the proud owner of one of these CD sets. It will be a collector's item. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Shall I give Joe a chance to try another one of these? Joe's in California. Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I'm doing good.
That's good. Good to hear that. What about the... We got three other questions here for a chance at this two-CD collector's... it'd have to be a collector's item. What,
you know,
Oscar...
I love Michael Jackson. If you could just please repeat, I'm sure I could get one of them right.
All right, here we go. Question number two was, what Oscar award did Michael Jackson pay $1.5 million for, the statue itself, from what movie? The third question was about Michael Jackson's second home. It was infested with something. What was it? And the last question, what was it?
Dust mites.
No.
Oh.
All right, so getting the last question.
Last question, what famous actor starred in the music video of Black or White?
Oh, you know this
one. You got that.
No, not Jack Nicholson.
No.
This is a child. This would be a child star, if you will. Anybody in any of these?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
There you go.
Yay.
Right, see, we go. Everybody's a winner.
That's
here.
It.
Hold on just a second, Joe. Thank you. 800-510-8255. So we've got two questions left for two more of these CD sets. The Oscar that Michael Jackson paid $1.5 million for, I will give you a hint. Let's see here. How do I do this? It involved a fire. All right? And the second, the movie itself involved a fire. Second question that's still left, the second home that he bought was infested with something yicky. And Roberta has one. 800-510-8255. I'm surprised you didn't jump at answering that. All right, Richie, email jingle.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
We have one email that has to be addressed here, Richie.
You know
so
what?
We're going to do that.
Where's my email jingle at? Oh, here it is.
It's right here.
It's right here. All right.
It went away.
Email. Email. We get your email every day.
Every day.
Here's your name.
All right, so this is from Dan and Nikki Woods, who wrote this. I don't know why they wrote to Jennifer instead of writing this to me.
I get a lot of mail, mister.
Wanted to say Happy New Year, and thank you for the tips for the trip to Las Vegas. Had a great time, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You always are so awesome. I loved it this week when you busted Doug's trivia challenge and the knocking the rosary beads off of your bed comment.
One of my proudest moments.
In response to your question of who you wish was your neighbor from a few days back, you won hands down. I don't use Facebook, so I couldn't comment about the best songs from candidates. I think the perfect song for them is You Lie by the band Perry. Okay, so anyway,
that's a good one, too.
Dan and Nikki. They liked it because you busted me. Right?
I know. See?
That's sweet.
You were mad.
Now for Roberta to give us the update on the things that we're going to save money on. The Queen of Cheap time.
She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with two things to help you get your New Year's diet on track. First, we have a free e-cookbook called Lighten Up Recipes. There are 20 healthy and tasty recipes that will help you lose some weight, and you get it free. And it's on DougStephan.com website, Queen of Cheap section. You'll find where you can get it. Skinny Cow. I love Skinny Cows. I could get your ice cream, but
I don't like Skinny
Cows.
Skinny Cows don't. Wait a minute, just a second here. Let's get things into perspective. Skinny cows are not healthy cows. They need to have
this
a little.
It's not real.
Meat.
This not
it's not really a skinny cow, Doug.
Cows,
no.
Doug.
What
it's
is it?
A,
it's just the name of a
ice cream.
It's an ice cream cup called Skinny Cow.
I just want to make sure.
Because if you're a cow
cows.
And you eat it, you'll stay skinny.
You don't.
Well,
eat,
we have
cows
a,
don't eat ice cream.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Buy three, get one free. Ever see some people who eat ice cream? They look like cows. Buy three, get one free. Skinny cow cup coupon.
There you guys.
Now, if you don't want to lose weight, we have a buy one blizzard, get one free from Dairy Queen. That's if you want to put on weight instead of losing it. Avita, I love the Avita products. You can get an Avita hair care kit or an Avita shampoo and thickening conditioner kit, all free, and it's valid through June 30th, and we have the free sample coupons for you. You get them in-store, but we have them online at DougStephan.com. And Starbucks has a free coffee tasting event on the Thursday through Saturday, the 12th through the 14th. We have all the information for you. Go to Starbucks and get your cup of joe and not pay for it. And Lord & Taylor, an extra 50% off and a 25% off additional above that. Some incredible deals going on there. Great time to pick up some business clothes, especially suits and things are terrific prices right now at Lord & Taylor. And all of this is on the Queen of Cheap area in the DougStephan.com website. Just kind of scroll down. It's on the left-hand side, kind of like sort of in the middle. And
kind of like sort of in the middle. Kind of like sort of. That sounds like something that came out of high school.
Right.
Kind of like sort of.
You know? Like sort of in the middle.
You know? 800-510-8255. All right, your last shot at these two other questions. Obviously, they're a little harder. So hints are in order, because I want a couple of our listeners, Richie, to have Richie to see if I don't give these away to listeners, Richie will steal them. He will abscond with them.
Yeah, and then I might steal them from him, so we have a problem.
Right, so we can't have that. We got to give these away. Oscar, Michael Jackson paid $1.5 million for a statue at an auction, and the statue was from one of the most famous movies ever made, actually. And I said earlier it was a fire. It was a movie. Do I give away? Anybody know the answer among the crowd here?
Roberta, I don't. Nope.
She would have jumped out.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Thank you. 800-510-8255.
Just because you don't care, Rich, doesn't mean the rest of us don't.
That's my way of giving it away without actually giving it away.
Right, exactly. So, not quite. Yeah, not as sweet as Roberta's methodology.
Right.
Anyway, and the second question, what was Michael Jackson's second home infested with? Roberta has one of them in her house as a pet.
A no good husband?
No,
she
probably.
Didn't laugh. No, why did she laugh? That was mentally
funny. Yeah. No. All right. So anyway, the question, this would be something that doesn't have legs, too. Right, Roberta? That would be a good hint. Is that enough? I think I've given enough hints, in fact. All right, 800-510-8255. Jennifer is up next with our television report for today.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for College Tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, we have 13 before the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has the story. The Doug Steffen website also has a story about number 10. Here it
it's
is,
a
Jen.
A flutter. Yes. Kiefer Sutherland was at the Upfront yesterday, which is the Television Critics Association preview of the upcoming spring season. He was there to promote Touch on the Fox network, and he made a little announcement that'll make all of us very happy who are 24 fans. He said that the movie will start shooting in the spring. That's right. Bauer's back.
Yes.
All right, so that's good. What else, Jen?
I was waiting for that. And also, your friend Marilyn Ricecobb is confirmed to be in the movie now. That's according to the article.
She didn't know it the other day when I talked to her, but she knows it now.
Now she knows it now. All right, also at the Upfronts, Charlie Sheen said that he learned some lessons from being on the brink of destruction. He said he's not crazy anymore, and he realized he had a second chance. It's true, he said that. He said he had a second chance at career survival and survival in general, and he said he was very humbled when he lost his $2 million a week salary and went to $1,700 a week, which still doesn't sound that bad to me when he was working on an indie film. He also said that he thought he was on drugs because of his 30 years in the business, and he said it was like a tsunami, and that's what caused all of the problems that he had.
Winning.
Yeah. He's going to try to pick his spots and think a little longer before he speaks. Also, The Simpsons planning for their big 500th episode. They've decided to try to break a Guinness Book of World Record. They're going to have a viewing party for fans on February 8th in Los Angeles, and the marathon will include all 500 episodes of The Simpsons. Can you imagine going to that? Oh, my God.
Terrible.
You go crazy.
Are we done?
One more. HBO has set the premiere date for the new Ricky Gervais series, and it's called Life's Too Short. But the big story here is all the guest stars that are going to appear. Johnny Depp, Liam Neeson, Sting, Helena Bonham Carter, and Steve Carell all scheduled to appear in the series. It starts on February
19th. That's the only way they'll get any ratings, because they ain't going to get it because he's there. 800-510-8255. All right. We'll finish off these questions here. Richard's in Salt Lake City. The second home was infested with what, Richard?
Rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes. Oh. That is correct. How did you know that?
I got a smart wife.
Good for you for knowing that.
Listen, he understands that anyway.
I would have Quentin, 10 heart attacks.
Oh. Quentin's listening to the Kiva in Albuquerque. Hi, Quentin. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Good morning. Just fine, thank you.
Good morning. That's good. All right, so the last question hasn't got an answer yet. The Oscar award that he paid $1.5 million for the actual statue was for what movie?
Gone with the Wind.
That is correct. Did you know that, or was it all the hints that we brought to the...
Some of the hints helped also, and I also have a smart wife.
There you go. Listen, two guys with smart wives. Nothing wrong with that. Hold on. Are they smart because they married you?
No, they're smart because she was in love with Michael Jackson.
Ah, there you go. Well, everybody's got to have something going on the side. It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I have.
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now 53 after the hour, Derek Stephens Good Day program. Our video of the day today, Richie was just checking it out. It's an amazing country club, but not for golf. It is a country club in Minnesota that is for automobiles. You can build your own home above a garage. This is the most clever thing. I saw this yesterday and thought, wow, is this guy smart? He's built about 140 of them, and they have sold to people of all sizes and shapes. People buying these garages that can work on their own cars, or they have big showrooms for their collection, or they have...
So people don't actually live there.
They can, but they don't. They've said, I mean, you can sleep in these areas, or you can have a party area, you can have a living room. One guy's got it set up so he has all his football friends over on Sunday, and they look at the cars and they watch the games and that kind of stuff. But think about how this is one of the great testaments to America, frankly. The creative ability that people have to see something. Here's a guy who's a developer, and just a piece of land, an old farm in Minnesota, and it's sad because it's not a farm anymore, but he looked at this land, and he had a love of cars himself. So he puts his love of cars and markets, does some research to find out if anybody would be interested within 140 or 50 miles. Would you be interested if I built a country club that was for car collectors or people who just wanted to work on their cars or people who loved cars? Could we have something like that? Would it work? And bingo. The research said yes. He sold out all of the ones that he's built so far, and he's going to start building some more. And they have races, they have shows, they have, instead of people going, in this community anyway, to watch some other sporting event, people sit on the side of the road and wait for these cars. Every 2 weeks they have people come in and just wander around. They have an open house and people come and look and see what's going on. And then the other weekends, they have people that sit on the side of the road because they have shows going on up and down the road. And it's just, I thought it was extraordinarily
very cool.
Frankly, very cool and very clever.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
On the part of, look at the cars, some of those cars. That they
yeah.
Have. Those old Minis and Fiats and things, that one guy's collection. It's just, it's really kind of a neat thing. The other item that is, let's see here, how do I best describe this? Horrible, perhaps,
is the way. But yet it win it comes out with the person involved winning. This is the story of a bungee jumper who survived when her bungee cord snapped.
Unbelievable.
And that's why I will never, ever, ever do that. So many people are doing it. It is so damn dangerous.
Weren't you just going to skydive a little while ago?
Yeah, I'm not doing that either. It's cloudy, thank heaven.
And he's not dating the same girl anymore.
No, right.
You just say no.
Just say no.
Ugh.
Anyway, so this woman lands in a river. She's in Africa. The river is infested with crocodiles. Loaded with crocodiles. She manages to untie the bungee cord, which are wrapped around her legs, just before. It's like a movie. As the crocodiles swim toward her, she takes the cord off of her leg and swims to shore. She had two problems, three of them actually, I guess four. First was she went into the river because the bungee cord broke. Second, she had the cord around her leg. She had to get that untied so she didn't drown. Third, the crocodiles are after her. And fourth, she's 100 feet away from the river's rapids. Can you imagine what kind of... You couldn't do any better than this if it was a movie.
Yeah, by all accounts, you should be a goner.
Right. So that story is at DougStephan.com today as well. And as a result of that, our poll today, have you ever been bungee jumping? A, yes, and I love it. B, once, and that was enough to last me a lifetime. C, not yet, but I want to. D, not for $1 million. That would be my answer. Thank you very much. The yesterday's poll, the question, should a public school be able to dictate what students wear in their school yearbook? You've been with our discussion and many other, a lot of people were talking about this yesterday. This young 17-year-old girl, senior in high school, very scantily clad, and the people who run the yearbook say, no, we don't want to put your picture in the yearbook. You have to do something better than that. You can buy an ad and put that picture in, but we're not sanctioning you looking like that in your official school photo. And she got all upset about it and wants to take him to court and blah, 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 blah. It was on the Today Show. Anyway, let's see here. What did this 37% of you said maybe they should just stick with what students can't wear. Should the school be able to dictate what students wear? And this 37% said no, tell them what they can't wear. 27% said bring back school uniforms. 30% said within reason, and 6% said, no, what happened to freedom of expression and freedom of speech? I think that could be regulated somehow in confines like that. All right, so there's lots of things for your consideration in the Better Living box as well at DougStephan.com, and you can check out the Queen of Cheap box for today's specials. 59 past the hour on Good Day.